Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about social media and the election 2020 and how powerful is social media. We're going to talk about two new things, and one of them I alluded to off of my other episode last week where we were talking about Instagram really coming out with this breaking news where they were going to start blocking recent hashtags, and the reason being to help contain any misinformation being put out or distributed in real time. And so this was their way of kind of delaying a lot of the usage of certain hashtags and maybe hashtags that were used either negatively or used to sway and really influence other consumers on social media. And so the second thing being, Facebook now is using a new metric that monitors violence or the probability of violence. And it's very interesting because, unfortunately, predicting violence can actually be something, you know, very useful. And especially over the last 6 months, I mean, we've had quite a ride with all the different things and negative things that have occurred. And so according to BuzzFeed News, Facebook has an internal measurement tool which it uses to predict the likelihood of potential real-world violence. And that's based on these rising discussion trends, which I think could be an amazing tool. It could be a very proactive tool. And I'm sure it's tied in somehow with some type of security at the national level, which I think is a good thing. But this is going to show you how powerful social media is. I mean, we know that going back to 2016, there was interference, so they say, there was interference through social media on influencing different different ideas, different thoughts to really sway one way or another for that election. And they did say that this was actually probable for this election. And I'm sure there's going to be a report or research that comes out to really back up that statement that was made, you know, probably 6-9 months ago at the beginning of, ironically, the new year and probably around when the coronavirus started. So interesting blocked hashtags. And if you didn't know that Instagram has recent hashtags blocked, that, as far as I know, as of today, which is Sunday, November 8th, I have not seen it lifted yet. I have not seen anyone talk about it yet that they're seeing that, you know, I don't know if we're calling it a filter or if we're calling it a, or just a block. So anything that's recent, there's almost like a delay and then it goes into some type of cycle where, you know, they have new, I'm assuming it's an artificial intelligence monitoring capability that they probably, really enhanced or fast forwarded for all of this. And also, if you look at different platforms like Twitter, you know, there were, and there still is, and they've really jumped in full force on being able to filter and really monitor what people are putting out. So any statements, and including if you follow, you know, the current president of the United States, there are a lot of disclaimers being attached to his tweets, and some of them are actually even being blocked. Because a lot of it is to really keep the news and keep the facts straight. So your opinion may get labeled as this claim about election fraud is disputed. Or, you know, if someone says, you know, and I believe at the time, you know, mail-in ballots were also a discussion, and a lot of folks were talking about how it's a hoax. There's also another disclaimer. It says, learn how voting by mail is safe and secure. So Twitter and Facebook are trying really hard between Facebook and Instagram because Facebook owns Instagram. Instagram, you know, if you look at a lot of what's being placed on the top of the feeds, you'll either see during the election while the votes were being tabulated, there was another disclaimer up that said votes are still being counted. You know, and that's still kind of like, you don't see that. There's a current, you know, it's now it's a predicted president-elect notification that's up. But these are all of the, different disclaimers and different ways that social media is really, all of the big giants are trying to keep themselves legit and really maintain the integrity of the truth. And as we're talking about the power of social media, you know, this in itself, it's the actual discussion about, you know, the election, you know, the highest form of our democracy is now at the forefront of social media. And if you look at the history of social media and how it came to be, you know, we're talking 2008, 2009, it was very interesting. It was very much at a, neo kind of idea. And I don't think we really were prepared to know the power of how it influences and how you can distribute information. So if we look at what it's done and if we look at the reach and how it has now affected our lives, and including we look at back at the pandemic and the current situation with the pandemic, a lot of information and a lot of controlling the information, the correct information also really formed a lot of how social media operates and how social media is distributing information. And I think we're going to see a lot more change across the board on all the platforms, because currently, I would say, in my opinion, it's still the Wild West. And there's so much, definitely regulation and how we use journalism the right way. All of those different ideas of, the benchmarks and the real way of being, or I would say the integrity of journalism is definitely at a moment of, what's the word? You know, it's hard, because if I look at Twitter and I see, even during the election, right before they called it, before they made the prediction, you know, there were so many people on all of the platforms just like spewing a ton of information. Then if you looked at all of the websites were not consistent with what Twitter was saying. So the integrity of journalism is definitely at stake because of the power of social media. And so I think it's important that all of the CEOs of social media, the Mark Zuckerbergs and the CEO of Twitter, I think it's important that they are trying to really put their own rules and regulations inside of social media. There's free speech, but then there's, you know, we can't have lies and you can't have things that are going to break down the people. And this is why, when we say social media is powerful, it can predict conversations, it can predict events, and it can help to, be educational. It can help to, as we've seen with the coronavirus. So it's definitely a quick moving wheel. You know, there's so much happening inside of social media, and every week I give you a new topic. And these are all trending topics. These are things that are happening on a weekly basis that we're seeing. So I think the coronavirus definitely shifted the digital transformation, shifted how we consume online. And this is why, including that, why so much of the power has been increased, and why you are, consuming everything that either comes from your phone, comes from your laptop. You know, that push into digital has forced us into a behavior. And so, like I said, you know, I think there's going to be a ton of research. There's going to be a ton of, behavioral research behind social media in the next. I mean, I think everybody's working hard to, you know, across all industries, between health, education, business, finance, everybody's working to move into this digital shift. But I think like the scientists, the behavioral health scientists, the behavioral health clinical teams are working hard to figure out how to actually help people. And so if we look at social media and maybe a lot of the negative things that have happened, that can help formulate how to use it as a positive tool. So on tonight's episode, I talked about social media and the power it has, along with what has currently happened with the election, and learning about new metrics, violence metrics, and sentiment analysis, and that meaning how people are feeling, how people are talking about a certain topic and help predicting and possibly being proactive to help curb violence across, you know, all areas geographically. And really learning about the hashtags and why that occurred and what that means. And if you have a business, small business, big business, Fortune 500 business, your social media team should definitely be on top of this. And your social media team should be meeting with you to give you these updates because this is how your message is being distributed. And it can really determine whether it's optimized or not optimized. And a lot of times this is a daily shift and a daily update. So it's important to really stay on top of how this is moving and how quickly it's moving. So if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, I would appreciate also if you can leave a review on iTunes, leave me a comment, email margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have any ideas or topics or guests you want to refer to the show, send me an email, DM me. You can find me on any of the platforms, and I'll be sure and get back to you. And I hope you guys have a great night. Thanks.